The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, directed by Russell McGee with Ryan Powell and Corinne Korbacher, opens with performances Tuesday and Wednesday at the Cinemat. More performances follow in Martinsville, Bloomington, and Owen County. I'm George Walker. Russell, there's a tradition of doing The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Hyde with a single actor taking on the roles. You've decided to split, not only split it, but split it between a man and a woman.
The reasoning behind going ahead and doing that is really a matter of dramatic structure with the play itself. I just thought that if we did have two individual actors going ahead and portraying the roles, we'd be able to play a lot more dramatically, having arguments sort of like what you saw with Gollum and Smeagol in the Lord of the Rings films with Peter Jackson. And it just added a lot more dramatic action that necessarily wasn't there before.
One of the things that you've chosen to do is to work a little bit with masks, but not full masks. Why that choice?
The reason that we decided to go with masks is to portray the psychology behind what is actually there in the text. There are deeper levels to any character's psychoses, and the actors were able to go ahead and give like a one-word description of their character, and that enabled the costume designer to make the mask around what the actors saw of the characters as.
Ryan Powell plays Dr. Jekyll. Ryan, what was the one word that you offered the costumer?
The one word that I used for the costumer was loyalty. I feel that Dr. Jekyll is always loyal to his own feelings as well as the people around him.
What kind of a mask does one construct out of the word loyalty? What color is it?
The color is sort of a greenish-gray. It's more of a sad mask. Like, the brow is very distinct and it's very interesting, I think. I think it's a very distinct quality that Jekyll portrays.
Now, the person playing Dr. Hyde, or Mr. Hyde, I should say, is actor Corinne Korbacher. Corinne, tell us what was the word that you gave the costume designer?
I gave the costume designer the word desire. I felt that Hyde always desired a life that he wasn't able to have because he lived inside the mind of Dr. Jekyll.
And tell us a little bit about this mask.
My mask is red, and I really like it because it has strain on one side of it, and it shows the stress that Hyde goes through and the pressure that he always feels by Dr. Jekyll pressing down on him to always prohibiting him not to show his true nature and not to relish in some pleasures. Pleasures that Dr. Jekyll feels but doesn't feel comfortable with himself to portray to the rest of the world. Mr. Hyde is just one-sided too much. And Dr. Jekyll is on the other spectrum of that. And if he were to put both of them in together instead of separate them, it would create a happier person.
This is quite a picnic here that you folks have got going. Have there been things that surprised you as you worked on the design, Russell?
Yeah, one of the things that we didn't specifically intend, there's actually a bit where Jekyll and Hyde kiss. And that was something that just came out of a spontaneous act in rehearsal. I saw them playing with it, and we just moved forward with it.
That's got to be a first for a Jekyll and Hyde production. The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, directed by Russell McGee with Ryan Powell and Corinne Korbacher, opens with performances Tuesday and Wednesday at the Cinemat. More performances follow in Martinsville, Bloomington, and Owen County. I'm George Walker.